SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada from Bullets Forever and, of course, SB Nation DC. And as promised, we're going to get the man from Hogshaven's thoughts on this. Mike, Ken Marigold comes on to talk about what else but Albert Haynesworth. As the Albert Haynesworth week continues here on 106.7 The Fan. What's going on, Ken?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay, and I will say one thing. This Albert Haynesworth thing has been very good for the site. We're getting a lot of viewers, but it's probably terrible for Redskins fans just because, you know, the whole thing is just such a crazy drama. Is there a sense of relief, or is this just kind of frustrating all over again?
Oh, no. I love it. I'm relieved. I'm happy. I think there's much more than just a silver lining in this scenario. I think there's a lot to be happy about here, and I'm ecstatic. I think it's great. I think you have, I'll tick through them quickly here, but you have the cleansing of yet another Serato, awfulness. With the suspension, it does add some finality to the Serato chapter as it pertains to Haynesworth. And anytime you can close a Serato chapter, it's huge. Unfortunately, there's more chapters in the freaking Serato book than the Bible, it seems like. But at the end of the day, you know, baby steps, one at a time. I do think that, you know, this does reestablish, if it has not already been established, the hierarchy that does exist at Redskins Park these days that did not exist in the last decade. And that is, you know, the buck stops at Shanahan and Allen. This is yet another example of the inmates are not running the asylum. And without suggesting that Shanahan and Allen are without blame in this, because that's not the case. For me, this thing became real personal. I've been paying a lot of money to go see the Redskins for the last decade, out of my own pocket, pretty much since I got out of college. And the thought that a guy would get $21 million on the next day, demand a trade, and then subsequently refuse to play for the team and do all the things that he's done to thwart our coaching staff and our abilities in this season. To me, I say screw Albert Haynesworth. I'm excited. I like whatever amount of pie and egg that ends up on this guy's face as a result of this scenario, I'm going to relish. And, further, I think that this does help the Washington Redskins in 2011. You know, regardless of all the shenanigans that have gone on this season, I do think that there is going to be a player or two that we're going to want this offseason that's going to sit back and say, you know what, I want to play for a coach who values participation, effort, heart, conditioning, more than how much money you're making. And I think that's going to end up being the guy, you know, that's going to take our defense to the next level, or our offense, or our special teams. And I think those are the guys that have been not coming to our team in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. I think the guys we've been attracting are guys who want cash. And that's been the guys we've ended up with. That's who Haynesworth is. And, this is a signal to those guys that says, hey, you know what? We don't appreciate cancer in our locker room. We don't appreciate players who think they're better than the rest of the team, players who think they're more important than the rest of the team. And when we find the opportunity to take care of it, it's exactly what we're going to do. And that's, to me, in a nutshell, why I think this is a good thing. I think this bodes very well for 2011. And I think this is good for the rest of the season. I think we can gain momentum from here, for next season.
Ken Marangola, Hogshaven, with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, what has the fan reaction been? Is it 50-50? Is it heavily slanted towards Shanahan and the Redskins? Is there any Haynesworth sympathizers out there?
Yeah, there's absolutely Haynesworth sympathizers. We've heard from them. We've been talking with them all week. It's certainly not an overwhelming majority that necessarily are as ecstatic as I am at this point in time. There's still plenty of people out there who are just down on Shanahan and Bruce Allen, basically for letting it go this far. That it became this kind of a saga and drama. And so I wouldn't say it's 50-50. I think the majority of Redskins fans, at least in reading commenters and talking to folks this week, think there's a general sense of satisfaction that Haynesworth is done. But there certainly is a vocal portion of the fan base that that just says, you know what, Shanahan and his ego are as much to blame, and we're still saddled with that going forward.
It's interesting you mentioned in both of your answers that you think this could have ended sooner, and that maybe would have been the one thing that you would have changed. I guess, how could this have ended sooner? What would you have done? And do you think that there is a possible conceivable scenario where Mike Shanahan could have gotten Albert Haynesworth in line, producing and being a good kind of football citizen?
Well, you know what? I've been working a day job for quite some time, and one thing I've learned in the last 5 or 6 years, it's pretty hard to fire someone these days.
Yeah.
You got to really build a case, and I think that was going on in the background all along. You just can't fire anybody. It seems more and more these days it's just really hard to get rid of somebody. And certainly in the NFL world, they have their own set of intricate circumstances that have to present themselves. I don't think that it was impossible for something to have occurred at the outset that would have caused Haynesworth to become a viable contributor to our defense. But as much as you want to call Shanahan out for his ego and the things that he publicly did since training camp, I think that really you got to look at Albert Haynesworth as being the one who ultimately had to be the one responsible for deciding that he wanted to play football. He just didn't want to play for this team this season, and that much was clear. And starting with the call he made to the NFL. PA, or his agent made to the NFL PA prior to his accepting the check. This was a very calculated, series of events that Albert Haynesworth set in motion, that he was more concerned about his money than he was about being a football player. He's more concerned about, how he was going to protect that money versus how he could contribute to this team. That was set in motion far before he failed the conditioning test, far before Shanahan, made him look bad on ESPN, far before any of this stuff happens. So, as far as what Shanahan could have done differently, I'm going to hang it on Haynesworth. I'm going to suggest that he made a decision, long ago that he did not like what was going on at Redskins Park, and he was not going to participate, wasn't going to give the effort, wasn't going to, be the dominant football player he was capable of being. And therefore, he took great pains to do what he had to do to basically make it next to impossible for the Redskins essentially to fire him.
Ken Marangola, Hawks Haven, with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, Ken, as this team moves forward for the remainder of the season, Albert Haynesworth out of the way, I mean, I doubt he's going to win his appeal and get back in. And even if he does, they're not going to play him. That's for dang sure. So he's out of the way. That part of the distraction for those in the locker room that think it was a distraction don't have to deal with that. What are we looking at as this season goes along? I mean, people keep saying play young players. Well, I mean, let's face it, this team doesn't have a whole lot of young players. They're going to have to play some old players to finish the season out. So how does this season look to you as it wraps up? I mean, I don't think suddenly we're going to see McNabb taking a seat or London Fletcher taking a seat.
No, I don't think so either. I'm the guy that'll figure out a way for the Redskins to make the playoffs in any scenario, but you won't hear that from me right now. I'm not going to suggest that.
Good, because we'd have had to hang up on you if you did that for drinking.
Yeah, I don't know if we could have had you back on the show if you had predicted playoffs.
But I will, and even if we were to win out, which again is highly
not
unlikely,
happening.
There's still this too many other teams ahead of us, and that's just not going to change. But. Again, you look at the demeanor of the team this week. You look at Shanahan, he seemed a lot looser publicly, and you talk to players, and the locker room there's just a weight lifted, and I think in that environment, more exciting football can be played. And at the end, and you ask me what can be made of the rest of the season, how about show up and play some freaking games and don't you know, look like you're just phoning it in. You know, these games aren't unimportant because we all this thing was never a 1 year fix. This thing was never an overnight fix job. This thing is multi years. We got to see what we have. These coaches are still evaluating guys, and I think there people are very much need to be focusing on the fact that they're playing for jobs. And if embrace that, if they take that seriously, well, then I think you got something that can enjoy watching, which has not been the case a lot of weeks this season. And I think that's good.
All right. Well, Ken, great stuff. Again, Hogshaven's a website. If you haven't been there yet, get there. And be interesting to see how this team finishes out the season. And Ken, thanks for coming on SB Nation Radio with us.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Ken Marangola with us here on SB Nation Radio. Coming up, the team that was on the front page of SB Nation DC and everywhere else before the Haynesworth incident. Ben Gesslin comes up with us from Masson.com to talk about the Nats and Jason Wirth here on SB Nation Radio, 106.7 The Fan.